North Adams has changed so much from an industrial age. Now it's art. And it's very difficult for older people to accept, well, industry's never going to come back. And you really have to accept, you know, the art and the changes and things that are going to, like Mass Mocha. I mean, that brings thousands of people, you know, to the area all the time. And they have at the mill on Union Street. I've been in that where people are all artists and they also live there and they work their art. I've been into the pottery studio up there. It's just lovely. They have beautiful apartments, all the, just like the, when it was a mill inside, all brick and everything. And then they have the pottery studio. You can watch them while they're working up there. So I think people have to learn to accept the city's changes, and you're never going to bring factories back. There's not a need for it. So we have to go with what's going to happen. Like I think North Adams with the mill here, a lot of people from out of the area are investing in our city right now, which I think will help North Adams a lot to grow. Like this mill down here will eventually be a really wonderful place, you know, for people to be. And they're talking about building a museum next to the airport over there as well. Tom Krenz, who started Mass Mocha, mm-hmm. He is going to probably do that. And then they're also down at Heritage State Park. They're looking at doing a huge railroad museum down there. I don't know if you keep track of that, what's mm-hmm. going on in the news, and that should be beautiful over there. And they're going to build more buildings down there, and that'll bring, again, more visitors to the area. We take for granted what is here and the beauty of nature and so forth. People who come from out of the area think this is fantastic, you know. Like Mass Mocha has done the big concerts, you know, in the summertime over here. And all of the concerts they brought here, they've never had any problem with people. It's been wonderful, wonderful things for the community. Thousands of people come in for Wilco. I think they're coming here again this summer mm-hmm. over here. But it brings a lot of money into the community. You know, it's even hard to find a place to stay, the motels. Like the Redwood Motel, when you're headed back toward Williamstown, that's bought by some people from Wilco. And they're going to be making, well, be all housing down there. And it's also going to have some bike paths and so forth over there. And they've also bought the Blackington Mill, which is on Mass Avenue, and eventually you'll be able to cross over the river and go over to the Blackington section over there. That's going to be really nice for the community over there.